Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. What a gorgeous day it is after a number of very rainy and miserable kind of days, heavy, heavy rains, flooding in Toronto, unprecedented rain coming through there and also through the Niagara area. We've had quite a bit of sogginess. So today when I woke up, the sun was rising and it was shining so brightly in the living room. It was like everything was glowing. It's like a huge floodlight was in the room, and it just was almost miraculous after days of gloominess and wind and clouds. And, you know, as the sun came through the window, it was as though every place that the light hit became like a floodlight bright with beautiful golden tones. The whole room was just glowing. And there were no shadows. It was just pure light. What a perfect beginning to this new day. Blessed by light, filled with promise. Wonderful summer day, another day that is all shiny and new for us to enjoy. Sometimes we get bogged down, don't we, with worries, with concerns that are in our lives, that kind of tease at our mind all the time. The what ifs, the fears, the worries about things that might happen or things that are happening. You know, think about people's lives. Money can be tight. Relationships can be rocky. Our health might not be the way we wish. So many things can pull us away from our joy. But joy is why we're here. Joy is why we are in this life, to experience life in all of its fullness, in every aspect, but mostly to enjoy our time here. So here's a challenge for you today. If you're feeling like you're being pulled away from that joy, and that things have been kind of rocky or just not as happy as you'd like them to be, here's a way that you can perhaps get back into that alignment of joy. Just take a few minutes to look outside your window. Or if you can, take your coffee out, your drink out to the patio and just soak up those rays. See the beauty around you. Ground yourself in nature. And get a pen and a paper and write down just 5 things that you're thankful about. Just 5 things. More if you can. I'm sure there's more to be thankful about, but 5 things for now. Write down things like, I'm thankful for this new day. I'm thankful for this cup of coffee. I'm thankful for all the people in my life who believe in me, who love me. You'll start to feel yourself lifting a little bit. All the people that surround you in the day with good wishes, with good thoughts, with their love that follows you everywhere. I'm thankful that things improve, that today is not tomorrow, that good things are coming to me now. I love the affirmation. I say this often through the day. I give thanks that good things come to me now from expected and unexpected places, with harm to none and joy to all. So write down those blessings that you have in your life so that through the day when you have a fearful thought or when a situation comes and kind of knocks you off balance, pull out that list, a tangible list of thanksgivings. Write down the things that have happened that were unexpected, the good that came when You had no idea it was going to come. Those 11th hour rescues, or the way that money has come to you in the past. Those things that were unexpected. Remember those too and write those down. You might pull out that list and you focus on the good when those things come to knock you off balance. And you think, I may not have the money to pay that bill right now, but I know that monies are coming from expected and unexpected places. I know that angels are with me and assisting me in every need and calling them to help you. I know that I do not have to go through anything alone because I am a child of God. God loves me. God wants me to enjoy my life. And all of heaven works with me. How powerful is that? That's the truth. You are a child of God. You are a child of the Most High. You are loved and beloved and blessed. And sometimes we get way far from that truth. We think that we have to do everything ourselves. We think that we are steering the boat, you know, and if it crashes against the rocks, well, you know, who's going to help us? And then we get all fretful and worried and fearful. We have the whole power of heaven surrounding us, blessing us, helping us. So call on those angels. Nothing is too small for God. Nothing is too small because it returns us back to our joy. And that's what it's all about. So when you focus on the positive, and you remind yourself how very strong you truly are, how nothing is written in stone. Nothing. I've seen people who had fourth stage cancer healed, cancer-free. Nothing is written in stone. How amazing things can happen, and that you embrace all the good. You embrace all the good that surrounds you. Receive it. Open your hands and let it bless you. And you'll watch as your day glows with the light of blessing and good things. So make that list. Hang on to those blessings that you've received and let it fill your heart and mind. More blessings will come to you. And your day is going to get better and better. I promise it will get better and better when you remember and recall and live that joy, that blessing. Let's have a prayer to set it all in motion. Gracious and loving God, you fill my life with light and love. Help me to remember that I am your precious child, loved and beloved and protected every moment of this day. Remind me when worries or concerns come to mind that your angels surround me, that I am strong, that miracles do happen, that circumstances can change for the good in a blink of the eye. Today I trust that all will be well. I give thanks for guidance, for blessings, for reminders of your constant and steadfast love throughout this day. In the name of your divine love, I give thanks and I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. Have the best day ever. And I'll catch you again on another Connection Point. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.